Another shot of Arctic air is working its way into the Northeast, and it's going to make the final few days of winter feel more like the middle of the winter season. The cold air is on the move this afternoon, and temperatures will plummet tonight. I'm expecting low temperatures to fall back into the 20s and teens across New York and western New England. We could even see a few spots in the higher terrain fall back into the single digits. You've noticed a lot of wind around this afternoon, and that has been quite gusty out of the northwest, and we will continue to have that gusty wind tonight. So on top of this unusually cold night for March, the wind will make it feel quite a bit colder, so we are going to see wind chill values in the single digits. A few spots will see wind chill values go below zero as the night moves along. We will have a chance for at least some passing snow showers or flurries as we work through tonight. The best chance will be in the mountains, but even in our valley locations, we'll have at least the chance for a passing flurry or snow shower. And then as we work into the day tomorrow, we'll see an area of high pressure build to our west. It'll basically be centered over the Great Lakes. And the combination of high pressure to the west and low pressure off the Canadian Maritimes will create a funneling effect. That's going to help draw that cold air down from the north. It's also going to keep things quite gusty tomorrow. So it's going to be another windy day with wind gusts at times up over 25 to 30 miles per hour. And the air will be very cold for this time of year. I'm expecting highs tomorrow to be generally in the 20s, with a few spots across the south in the 30s. On average, we look to be about 15 to 20 degrees below normal levels for the middle of March. Now, as we go through tomorrow, there's the chance for at least a few mountain snow showers, but by and large, most areas will stay dry through the day. The cold weather continues into tomorrow night as temperatures fall back into the teens and single digits. We could see a few spots go below zero across the northern mountains. And the chill continues into Thursday with daytime highs only in the 20s and 30s. Spring arrives on Friday just before 7 p.m. There's actually the chance we could be clipped by a storm that would bring us a bit of light rain or snow on that first day of spring. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy and colder, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers, especially in the mountains, breezy and cold, high in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight, breezy and colder, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow partly sunny, a chance of snow showers, especially in the mountains, breezy and cold, high in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, breezy, and colder, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cool, high in the lower to mid-30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of flurries, breezy and colder, low in the teens. Partly sunny with a chance of flurries tomorrow, breezy and cold, high in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny with highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Friday, variably cloudy with a chance of light rain or snow with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.